I was on edge, just as I was supposed to be. So far the morning had been uneventful. It was a holiday of sorts, and the department was only half-staffed, but it was more than enough to handle the volume of calls coming into the call center. There was plenty of time for me to run reports and check processes between calls. Perhaps a little too much time, as I found myself becoming preoccupied, and my mind drifting away from the columns of numbers on my screen. He'd teased me mercilessly ever since I told him the package had arrived in the mail. The whole time we were setting it up to make sure it worked, he had a wicked glint in his eye, and I knew I was in trouble. It was a slim little machine, to be sure, but more powerful than I'd anticipated. I'd only been allowed to feel it powered up in my hand last night, but this morning, well, it sat heavy inside of me, my body pulsing around it in anticipation. I wondered if he'd forgotten the promise of our game today. Perhaps all my excitement was for nothing. I'd be lying if I said the idea didn't disappoint me. I let out a long sigh and glanced at my personal laptop on the desk beside me. I'd powered it up this morning when I arrived, minimizing the video chat program that came with the device. If he'd decided to play, he'd be able to watch me while I worked. I was becoming more and more convinced, though, that he'd decided to postpone or to simply torture me with anticipation. Just as I turned back to my screen, my phone buzzed, making me jump, and the screen flashed a message that read simply, "You thought I forgot, didn't you?" And without warning, the silent little machine hidden beneath my clothes came to life, giving a seconds-long rumble powerful enough to make me emit a soft squeak. My face burned scarlet as one of my coworkers glanced at me questioningly from across the divider, and I just smiled apologetically, without explanation, and stared back at my screen. My heart raced, and my phone buzzed again. I glanced down in time to see a little devil-faced emoticon, and the toy fired up again, only for a second, and went still. If I was wet simply waiting this morning, I was certain my panties were now drenched. Every inch of my skin was alive, just waiting for the next tickle of vibration, and my whole body was tense. A smile curled at the corners of my lips, and I thought of him watching me, trying to control myself amidst my colleagues. But it was quickly replaced by an expression of concentration. The smooth shape of the toy was nestled inside me, but also curved around the front of my body, laying flush against my now throbbing clit. The first two were warning shots, apparently. The next time he activated the toy, it started soft and low, but rather than disappearing again in a moment or two, the intensity ratcheted up every 5 to 10 seconds. At around a minute, the vibration disappeared, but by that time I was panting softly, and the flush in my cheeks had spread down to my chest. My eyes, I'm sure, were glassy. Another message, followed by a half-second rev of the toy, quipped, "Don't you have work to do?" I bit my lip, my eyelids fluttered, and as I drew a deep breath of resolve, I glanced at the clock. 10:30. Oh, this was going to be a long day. I cleared my throat and sat up straighter, beginning to work again on my spreadsheets. One last message lit up my phone, and I read it again as I felt the toy vibrate inside me. Such a good girl.